This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
In my defense, my boyfriend picked this one, so it's not just me being
okay.
Morbid, as I usually am, but this is on Hulu, called The Fox Hollow Murders, Playground of a Serial Killer.
Here we go again.
Right? It's a four-parter, and it focuses on this dude named Herb Baumeister. It's a case from the 1990s, and this man was leading a double life. He was married with two kids, but he was gay, so he'd pick men up at gay bars and bring them back to this sprawling farm, beautiful sprawling farm in the country, and kill them. This one man came forward who frequented the clubs, and he said, "I know who did this." So they go out to the farm. They find over 10,000 human bones. Come to find out, the murderer's son had gone to his mom like a couple weeks before and been like, "Mom, I found a human skull in the woods when I was playing. What do you think is going on?" And the mom, she kind of played it off. So you wonder how much she knew, because clearly it's not normal for your child to find a human skull in the woods. Then the guy who told the murderer, who is lauded as this hero, ends up implicated because he lied to the police. He had been dating Herb, the murderer, for like 2 years. So they speak to him in the now, in the present, about what happened in the 90s. And this dude is bonkers. He's claiming he had nothing to do with it. They think he had something to do with it. And if he did not, he needs to tell his face, because his face really makes it seem like he had something to do with this. The whole thing is just a tangled web. It's very compelling, but very dark, obviously.
So do we get a conclusion at the end, or is it still open-ended on whether or not this other guy helped his buddy?
Well, I believe it's still open-ended, because The murderer himself fled up to Canada and took his own life. So there are a lot of things they could not ask him. A lot of unanswered questions. Okay. And do we believe there are more victims? Obviously. If they found victims like 25 plus, there's probably 30 plus.
Wow, it's he was connected really, to over 25.
It's nuts. Yeah. Yes. And I can't believe this didn't get more press in the 90s, but a lot of the people, the families of these victims, say that because they were gay, a lot of the authorities didn't pay attention to it, which is absolutely heartbreaking.
I don't remember hearing a thing about this case.
And
something on that scale, you'd think it would have got some publicity,
Right. So I will say, watch it if you want to see the story unfold and see how far we've come. But it was very dark and very obviously depressing and sad. But it's on Hulu, and it's a four-parter, Fox Hollow Murders.
Okay. All right.
It'll be a comedy next time, I promise.
I was going to say, we got to maybe even like Disney or something for you to kind of lighten up your mood.
On it.